Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bringing Your Dreams to Life radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Karen. I'm so excited about being with you all today and being able to share just for another broadcast. This broadcast is all about releasing what's on the inside of you, bringing your dreams to life. What is a dream? It's a seed, a desire, an image, it's a purpose. It's the assignment that God put on the inside of us. And everybody has a dream. Everybody has an assignment that's on this earth. It could be something about starting a business, maybe changing your career, moving to another state, maybe writing a book, starting a nonprofit ministry, getting married, going on vacation, whatever that desire is, this broadcast is about helping you to make the decisions that will leave yesterday so that you can see a better tomorrow, so that you can step into the thing that you've always desired to do. This broadcast is also about helping you to unlock what's on the inside of us that keeps us from getting stuck. And so today's episode is called How to Recover from a Sucker Punch. And everybody has a different type of sucker punch. But as a result of having a printing publishing company, of course, I do graphics, printing, book publishing, and websites, it allows me the opportunity to see many, many people, entrepreneurs, ministry gifts, business owners, those who are just launching into their business. And it is such a rewarding, it really is such a rewarding thing to meet the people and to be able to help facilitate them to give birth to the dream that was on the inside of them. But at the same time, even though it is a rewarding thing to just see people like, yes, move forward, they get websites, you know, they get their different things, they're so excited about the things that are going on, even though that's exciting, also the pain of it is when people have different things that happen in their lives and for whatever reason they shut down, they go back to the familiar, they stop because of the sucker punch or whatever happened in their lives causes them to just stop. And so this radio broadcast, I wrote a blog first, but it was literally birthed out of the pain of actually seeing so many people not being able to overcome or not understand what's going on, the obstacles that take place as they're being shifted into a new season. So let me just paint the picture for you, and then I'm going to share with you some things, and hopefully we can get it all done in 30 minutes. So over the years, of course, I've had several customers that had, you know, started a new business. You know, they wrote a book, became authors. They created a website. They branded themselves. And then all of a sudden, maybe a divorce came up. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe it was they had a death in their, with a loved one, or something happened. I can't always remember some of the things that people would tell me, but something happened. And after that happened, they never pursued their entrepreneurship, or they just went back to what they were doing. They never pursued the very thing that they came for me, and so they got stuck. And what happens is we live in this place called familiar. We live in a place called comfortable. And for some of us, we live in a place called out of order. But all of those things are our normal. Whatever that familiar, comfortable, and the things that are out of order in our lives, they are our normal because it's something we've been doing our whole lives. We know how to maneuver, and we know how to do business. We know how to make things happen in that place that is comfortable, out of order, or familiar to us. What happens is when God begins to shift us, and that's really what it is. See, it wasn't just you saying, oh, I'm going to write a book today. Or wasn't just you saying, oh, I think I'm going to start my business, or I think I'm going to go to the next level with my business. Because there are a lot of people who might have been doing something, but then when they come to me, it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to take this to another level. See, it's not just that you thought about that off the top of your head. No, that was God changing your season. and you stepped into and you overcame the fear, or you overcame whatever you had to overcome, because everybody's different. You overcame whatever you had to overcome, and now all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm getting ready to step into this next level. Even though we may not see that, I'm painting the picture of what's really going on. And so we step into this next place. And all of a sudden, after we step into it, then different things start to happen in our lives. And then we don't understand what happened, and we don't know how to maneuver in this new place. And a lot of times what happens is that we're trying to take into a new season, but we try to hold on to these old habits. And that cannot be. We can't hold on to old things like old habits, old friends, old whatever we're doing in a new season. See, a lot of times the reason why we get stuck, and let me give you an example. Let me finish my statement. A lot of times we get stuck is because we're in a new place, but we have a lot of the old things that's going on. Let me give you an example. When a woman gets pregnant, a woman may do XYZ, smoke, party, club, this and that, all kinds of stuff. But when she gets pregnant and she begins to grow, maybe not in the first month, but as she begins to grow, there are things that that woman begins to cut out in her life, or she begins to make adjustments. She makes adjustments as it relates to how she eats. She makes adjustments as it relates to the things that she used to do or the things that she used to entertain. It depends, because every woman is different. She makes adjustment maybe with her exercising, like, okay, maybe she needs to start or XYZ. Her body habits change. Her sleep habits change. She has to get more clothes because she starts getting bigger. So she begins to adjust according to the season that she's in. She's not pregnant every day, 365 days a year. She's pregnant for a season. And then even after that season brings her into the next season of motherhood, and she still has to make adjustments. Maybe not the same that she did during pregnancy, but she still has to make adjustments now for motherhood. It's the same way with entrepreneurship. It's the same way when you're going into a new place, a new level that God is birthing you into. You have to begin to make adjustments in your lives so that now that you can be able to, because your business is your baby. Your book is your baby. The things that you're doing is your baby. So now, if you don't begin to make adjustments in your life, it will be hard to breathe at a new season or a new level if you're still entertaining old habits, old things. Let me give you the end. When I saw this, what I really saw this prevalently right in front of my eyes, because as I said before, I've had many customers who would start something and then all of a sudden they would, you know, stop, and it never hit me hard until I was working closely with a customer, and, you know, he came out the box running hard. He came into a new season running hard. I mean, he launched a book, his business, he had engagements, he had all kinds of things. He had people supporting him. I mean, he was like boom, boom, boom. He needed more books. I mean, he had to literally keep getting more books reprinted because he really sold a lot. He was on different media coverage and all kinds of stuff. And then 1 year later, literally 1 year to the date, to the anniversary date of his last book being released, he was about to launch another book. We were working on his next book. You know, he was going to do a radio program and all these different, we was going to develop his message and all these things. And all of a sudden, there was a curveball that was thrown into his life. And it was at that moment that I began to see, OMG, I saw it so clearly how he was about to go into a new level beyond the level he went to when he first started. But the things that he was still entertaining, the things that he was still holding on to, he had so much baggage that couldn't go into the new level. And that's when God showed me a dream. I had a vision about being at the next step. You know, he was right at the step of his destiny, but all the things, all the baggage that was on his life couldn't go through the doors with him. And a lot of you all that are listening to this broadcast, it's the same way. You're right at the door, imagine a door. A door is only but so big. You're right at the door to your next level. You're right at the door to this next place that God wants to bring you into. You're right at the door of your destiny. But all of the weight and all of the baggage and all of the things that have held you or have been attached to you. And remember, this weight is the stuff that was your normal. This weight or baggage are some of the things that were out of order in your lives, but they were still your normal, so you could maneuver. But as you moved into a new place, some of those things, same things, now are frustrations. Now they're like, they're kind of overbearing. Now they're really weighing down. And until you understand what's really going on in the realm of the spirit, you're at the door to this next place. But until you deal with the emotional baggage, the financial baggage, it could be relationship baggage, it could be the out-of-order areas in our lives, and only you know, and I believe wholeheartedly, even as I'm speaking, some of you are already sensitive. Okay, I really need to get this together. This is only a confirmation to some, but it would be a new word for some of you others. It would be, as you're listening to it, the first time, like, oh, is that what's going on? And some of you all are like, okay, I've been hearing over and over again, get this together, get this together. And now as a result of this broadcast, you're like, okay, I really do need to get this together. Because, see, what happens is sometimes we don't know what's going on in front of us. And so here you're right at the door. But until you begin to address and put in order and begin to align the affairs of your life to match or come in alignment with what God is doing and taking you, then you're going to continue to be frustrated, and those are the things that will hinder your next level. And so what happens is that even in the midst of these sucker punch moments, because we don't know if there's going to be a divorce to happen. We don't know who's going to die ahead of time. We don't see these things ahead of time because why? We're not God. But in the midst of it, God wants to push you and deal with you at the same time. One thing you have to know is whatever you're experiencing right now, God already knew it was going to come into your life before you started that business, before you said, I'm going to go to the next level, before you branded yourself, before you got that website, before you became an author. God already knew everything that was going to transpire in your life before it ever happened. But guess what? He still said move forward. Move forward. He never called you to stop and go back to your familiar. Stop and go back to what's comfortable. Stop and go back to what you know. Stop and or do nothing. He is pushing you and dealing with you at the same time. Why? Because whatever it is that your assignment is, and I'm not talking about ministry because I'm talking about whatever your assignment is, you are supposed to be the first partaker, meaning if you started an organization, if you started something that can help other people, do you realize that you have to be the first partaker of your message? If you're going to be helping women, if you're going to be helping girls, if you're going to be helping the youth, if you're going to be helping men, if you're going to be doing these things with your book, if you're going to be doing these things with your business, guess what? My business is a business, but it's also the platform that God uses me. See, a lot of you all, when God begins to release you into these new things, it's a business. Yeah, you're going to make money from it, but ultimately it's the platform that God is going to use you for whatever he's called you to do. They're going to come through that platform so that you can be a blessing to them and still make money because it's your business. But at the same time, you have to be the first partaker. God does a work in us, and that's what all this is about. It's about God doing the work in us, pruning those things that's in our lives that cannot go to this next level. Just like I always say, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. Just like a tree, a plant, they have to be trimmed, they have to be pruned so that it can come forth fuller. They have to be pruned so that it can grow bigger, larger, all those different things. Even just in the wintertime, we're going to go into a winter. Wintertime, the trees begin to, the leaves begin to fall, and the leaves begin to fall, and then what looks like is really bare on the outside, That tree on the inside is building up sap, restoring itself on the inside, so that when next spring comes, it can come forth full. It can come forth, you know, great. And that's the same thing that happens in our lives. We have to understand that it's not a bad thing. Life happens, but we have to understand how to maneuver in life. We have to understand and learn not to stop just because something happens. And so what I want to give you real quick before this broadcast is over, because this 30 minutes can go kind of fast. I think I need a part two, but I'm not sure. And so what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you two scriptures. One of the reasons why a lot of us just stop, don't do anything, go back to just working your job. And these people, a lot of time, they're already working a job. That's why it's so easy to go back to the familiar, because you already have a job. But God was trying to shift you into your purpose, because your job is not your purpose. It was just something you were doing in route or on your journey until you discover your purpose. But now that you've come into your purpose, the enemy doesn't want you to go forward. So he will first of all, he isolates us. That's the number one enemy to our moving forward, is the spirit of isolation. You know, I've recognized, because I reached out to so many of my customers, but I also recognized that whatever was going on in life was greater or took more effect than whatever I was sharing with them. Now, I always tell people, let it be done unto you according to your faith, and I understand that it's where your faith is, and that's why God wants to grow us up in this relationship with him, so that we can know how to press past obstacles, so we can know how to maneuver past the enemy's tricks and traps. Just like the military, they know how to maneuver through the minefield. They're very strategic. Well, we too are supposed to be strategic, because if not, we'll keep falling prey to every sucker punch that takes place in our lives. And just because this is a sucker punch you might be in, it's another one coming. Until the day you die, the enemy comes to rob, steal, and destroy. So Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counsels, there's safety. I always say, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. There's a lot of people who are disappointed because there's no counsel. But it says, if it goes on to say, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. The number one enemy, we live in a world, because everybody's so isolated, we live among our own counsel. So therefore, that's where the enemy plays tricks, and he deceives people to thinking that the decisions they're making is okay. Why? Because we live among our own counsel. And when you are in the middle of a sucker punch, when you're in the middle of something that just took place that might have blew you, you can't go by your own counsel. Now, I recognize that everybody I'm talking to or everybody who's listening is going to be in a different place spiritually. So if you are really have that relationship with God, and you really, but you know, I take that back, because everybody say they have a relationship with God. And a lot of time when I meet people and they say I have a relationship with God, I literally ask them, okay, if God was your spouse in the natural and you woke up and you, you know, went throughout your day and all those different things, would you say you're in a relationship with him? Like, if he literally was your wife or your husband, okay, how many times did you talk to him? Did you include him in on your decisions? Did you wake up and say good morning, go to bed? See, a lot of times we pray, and that's it. But we lead our own lives like we're not in a relationship with God. And we only call on him when it's like an emergency, or we go through our religious prayers. So when I really break it down like that, everybody does not have a relationship to the degree where they can go through these sucker punch moments and not get counsel. Also, I learned that in 1 Samuel 1-6, it talks about David. David had a sucker punch moment. David had a moment where they came back, the men came back from war. When they came back to their camp, it was destroyed. They stole their property. You know, the enemy took their wives, their children, all kinds of things. And then to top that off, the men that David was with, they turned on him. They wanted to stone him. David had a bad day, but the Bible says that in the midst of this bad day, in the midst of this day, David encouraged himself. And that word encourage also means strengthen. Some versions say strengthen. He encouraged himself. He strengthened himself. And as a result of being able to encourage and strengthen himself, he got the word from God, and he had a great victory that followed that. Well, guess what? The secret to you really overcoming these sucker punch moments is to know how to strengthen yourself, know how to encourage yourself in the Lord in the midst of these bam moments that take place. And God is faithful to show you how to strategize and how to overcome every situation every time. I am a witness for myself. I've been in business for 12 years. I've been on in my own shop for 10 years. Well, guess what? That don't mean it didn't come without any issues or any sucker punch moments. That doesn't mean it didn't come without any challenges. But every step of the way, because I mean, in fact, I moved into my store from 2005. We had the economy where the whole economy shifted in 2008. Well, guess what? That took a toll on a lot of people. There are a lot of people who folded up their business, went back to working. There's a lot of people who did all kinds of stuff. But all I said was, God, you put me here. You did not bring me here for me to fall. I used to lift my bills up and be like, this is due, this is due. I mean, of course I pressed in, but it's also how I prayed. I didn't complain. I didn't say, well, God, you know, I need some business. No, I used my authority. And so I say all that to say, it's not that I didn't have any struggle. It's not that I didn't have any challenges, but it's how I see life. It's how I see challenges. Every situation, I saw myself growing. But remember, let it be done unto you according to your faith. Your faith, your relationship with God, it, of course, is predicated to your faith. Your relationship with God is out of your relationship with God. Let me say it like this, is where your faith is, and it's all your trust level. So your faith level and your trust level comes out of that relationship with God. So when their relationship is kind of shaky, or if you've been doing God religiously, or if he just, you know, you just go to church, or maybe you just talk to him, well, guess what? Your faith level and your trust level in the midst of these sucker punch moments are dictated and out of the level of relationship that you have with God, because we all have different levels of relationship. That's why our levels of faith to move and our trust in the midst of hard situations are all different. And so I encourage you with this broadcast, if you're listening, I encourage you, first of all, one, to learn how to strengthen yourself in the Lord in the midst of these sucker punch moments. Two, get counsel. There, I do coaching. I do business coaching, business strategies with people. And then also a lot of times what comes out of that is healing. You know, three, I encourage you to don't stop what you were doing. Don't stop your business. Don't stop. Don't pull down everything. But to let this be a clarion call. Let this be a trumpet. A sound of a trumpet in the airways and in your hearing, that it is now to shift, and those things that are being shaken in your life, they're not turmoil. They're not the enemy, because we call the everything the enemy. It's not the enemy attack. Those are things that are being shaken, because in this next season that God wants to really prepare you to, all of that stuff cannot go into your next level. God is charging you to keep moving. Your destiny is at hand. Your destiny is right in front of you. And God is charging you to keep moving in the thing that he called you to do. But also at the same time, allow him to deal with those areas in your life, those areas that's been there forever. And allow him to begin to prune and trim back those things. You have, and the reason why I use the word allow, because he's a gentleman. Even though there are things shaking in our lives, he still can't remove them without your permission. He still can't do the surgery in our lives. Even when you go to the hospital, you got to give them permission to operate on you. You got to give them permission. You got to sign documents that says, yes, I'm going to do this anesthesia. Yes, you can take me under the knife. You have to give them permission to even give you medicine, to give you all kinds of stuff. Well, it's the same way with God. You have to give him permission to begin to deal with those areas in your life. Now, listen, I have a book called It's Time to Unmask the Real You. You can get it right on my website, KarenPressley.org. You can also go to Amazon or you can go to Kindle. But It's Time to Master to Real You is an interactive workbook. It's an interactive healing book. It helps people to begin to unlock those things that's on the inside of them. When I say I'm anointed to do what I do, I'm anointed to do what I do. It also begins to, like, ask you the right questions, because I've had men and women who have gotten this book and said, girl, you are messing with me. I mean, you want to know what came out of me? Why? Because that's my assignment in the earth, is to help people to unlock what's on the inside of them so they can overcome whatever their yesterday looks like so they can move into their tomorrow. So guess what? God gave me this book. It's in a coaching standpoint. It really begins to help you to write and unlock some things. And like I said, more people. It's not a reading book. It literally will begin to deal with stuff. I also have a book on communion. I really talk about the art of daily communion, a meal that heals from the inside out, as it relates to just bringing healing in our lives. Because a lot of us, truth be told, a lot of us are just hurt. We live in a world that is really hurt with damaged people. But guess what? God is still trying to bring you to your destiny. But those are the things that he has to begin to cut away. But he's not going to cut away and then do it. He's going to push you and do it at the same time. I'm a living witness. My testimony is that it wasn't until I stepped into my destiny that everything I suppressed started coming to the forefront. I did not know I lived a life full of failure, never amounting, never succeeding, a disappointment, full of rejection, hurt, all that stuff. It didn't come up out of me until I stepped into my destiny. But God was pushing me and dealing with me at the same time. And as a result, not only have I grown up as it relates to my emotions and spiritually, grown up physically, grown up even in business, because business will bring all kinds of challenges. Because why? Who's our customers? People, other hurt people, other damaged people. And so I had to grow up because you bring you to the table. Listen, this Saturday, the 12th of, what month is it? September. It's my last business workshop, Branding Your Business from the Inside Out. We really deal with the back end of business. We really deal, I mean, when I say really, we deal with the back end of business. You cannot have a successful front end if you do not have a solid back end. Amen? You got to have a solid back end if you're going to have a successful front end. And so we really deal with that. I've had people who have taken classes. Of course, some of them get overwhelmed, and I tell people, make the adjustment one at a time. But some people have taken the classes, and I've had people to say, you know what, I've been in business, I've been doing this, but you talk about stuff that I never thought about. And so, once again, when you operate in your assignment, it is easy. It comes thoughtlessly. This Saturday, go to my website, KarenPressley.org. I'm also on social media. Let's connect on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google+. Of course, I'm always advertising different things I do. Join my email list. If you go on to the website, join my email list. But I am also in business for those who are listening who are in business. Anointed Press Graphics. We do graphics, printing, book publishing, websites. The email or the website is attached to this radio program. All you have to do is click on the link. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing. This message right here, I had it a while ago. I had the title a while ago, but I had no message. And then one day when I began to get the message, which was like kind of like months later, when I got the message, it was like I had no time to deliver it. But this message right here was heavy on me. It was heavy because there are many people who God is trying to push. He's been trying to deal with you, but you're not seeing, you're not putting two and two together. The shaking in your life is not the enemy. It is, the shaking is to shake and trim and prune those things that are in us that is hindering our next level. I encourage you, and I'm praying for you, because I'm always praying for those who I'm assigned to. I am praying for you that you will begin to acknowledge, that you will begin to recognize, get before God, allow him to do the work, get counsel. I'm available as far as for coaching services. Come to the workshop if you're in the metropolitan area. I will not do another business workshop until next year, 2016. But I encourage you to get at least some type of counsel, get before God so he can really begin to share with you. Get the mass book. There's so many tools. That's really what I'm trying to say. So many tools that are available. You do not have to do this on your own. Sometimes we just need one or two sessions to just point us in the right direction. Listen, until we meet again, I'm excited for you. I'm excited that you heard this broadcast, but most importantly, I'm praying for you so that you can shift into the right place that God has for you. Your destiny is at hand, and God is at the helm, and he's trying to maneuver you out. Just like a doctor, move out that baby, guide the baby out, God is trying to guide you out into this next season. Have a blessed day.